DJ X.
All right, social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. Listener Dave sent us a message.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly. May I ask, what are your thoughts on elaborate birthdays for little kids?
All right.
When I was a kid, you had a party at your house. Your mom made a cake. You had a few friends over. Well, my wife wants to throw a huge party for her four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She's done it every year. Every year, I think it's a bit ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to tell her that our daughter won't remember any of it. And beside that, the party's really expensive and we have to put them on credit cards. I mean, face painting, a blow up bounce house and a pony ride is too much.
That sounds fun.
How do people handle this? Even if we could afford it, I think it's too much. So what do you think? And how do I convince her to dial it back? Thank you.
Dave, you are tiptoeing gingerly into the back in my day, get off my lawn.
Oh, wow. A little, but I understand his point. They can be very pricey. I mean, when you're renting ponies.
Yeah, well, listen. If you don't rent a pony, who will?
That's true.
And then the pony people will be out of business, and you don't
want
that on your shoulders.
Valid point. You have to think of the pony people.
Pony people. In times like these, really, the pony people are what we need to be thinking about and concerned with.
Exactly. No, listen, I understand his point. Like, you can have a party. Maybe he just goes at it financially. Like, listen, we can't afford to do
here are the numbers.
That.
Let's create a budget.
Yes.
Maybe you start by, because it doesn't sound like you guys have a budget on it. On the parties.
Yes, put a budget on it.
Maybe because, you know what? I honestly don't think a lot of people think of a budget when you think of parties. Maybe for the actual gifts.
You just start planning, you buy some stuff, and then you just see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as, like, party, maybe you first start by saying, all right, let's do a budget. You know, we can only spend this much on the actual party. Because, you know, I'm assuming you're getting gifts on top of that. So, yeah, I can see
now,
how that,
listen,
it's expensive.
There are places that are perfect for that age group that have plenty of things, bounce houses, you know, all there in the place. You, like, rent a room for a couple of hours. You bring the cake in. You have some balloons. The kids go run amok for a while. They have a great time. You open some presents. Call it a day, and you don't have to clean up your house.
You have some cheap cake and pizza, and then you're like, all right, deuces, let's,
like, that
until next year.
Group is perfect for that party. There are plenty of places around town that offer amazing packages to do that. Like, maybe he tries to steer her in that direction.
But it's a four-year-old.
Right. So let him go run amok in a little bouncy house place.
Yeah.
Or a trampoline park, whatever. There are places that have lots of things.
All right, so
that age group,
he's wanting to know.
Play. It's like a big play date for 2 hours.
Yeah, he's wanting to know how he convinces her to dial it back. So I think, you know, budget probably being a good place to start.
Yeah, and also, like, if she's throwing, like, a big elaborate party, is she trying to, like, impress family and friends? Like, you know, make sure that the focus is on what is our kid going to want as a four-year-old. Like, what's going to be a great time for the kid.
And let's be honest, you're right. They're not going to remember it.
No, but having a fun time to, like, run amok with their friends. They got, like, you know, a bunch of little friends.
At four, how many friends do they have?
Well, maybe they're in preschool.
They don't have friends.
My kids had a lot of friends.
They have no, they didn't have friends. They had acquaintances.
But
Megan texts in and says,
something to celebrate.
I always say the bigger the parties are for the milestone birthdays, like 1st, 5th, 10th, 13th, 16th, and 18th.
Okay.
Allie texts in and says, milestone birthdays are 10, 13, 16, 18, 20, 21, 30, 40, etc. Put that money into a savings account for your kid instead.
And Charity's like, Ben's so worried about the pony people. Maybe Ben pays for the pony people. She's like, okay, you can order the pony people to send the bill to Ben Davis.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask my daughters who are having a birthday in 1 week if they want a pony.
Do you guys want a pony?
Do you guys want a
your
pony?
20th birthday?
No, you know what? Actually, we did. They went to a birthday party. It wasn't theirs, but they went to a birthday party where there was pony rides.
Yes.
And we, I know maybe it wasn't a party. Maybe it was a school function. Anyways, one of my daughter, Sophia, fell off and the horse stepped on her. So, yeah. I mean, the horse knew that it was doing something wrong, so it wasn't, like, malicious or anything, but it was like, yeah. So that was the last
goodness.
Time. So that was the last time that happened in our family. But
okay. All right.
Well,
so cautionary tale there.
All right, so I don't think we need to continue belaboring the point. Maybe Dave, get your wife on board with a budget and considering maybe what Kelly said.
I'll send you some options.
Yeah, maybe looking at some other options for places that could host and be a little bit cheaper. And again, if you want to just do it for the family, you know, just have the get together at your house, but you don't need all the elaborate things. You can create some DIY things and a 4-year-old won't know the difference.
Exactly. But I think what he really needs to like make his wife understand, if you're celebrating your child's birthday, it should be about the child or about like immediate family to come over and have some cake and spend some time with family. But it doesn't need to be like this big circus blowout.
All right. There you go. Good luck, Dave. We're all pulling for you.
Invite us. We want to come.
4-year-old birthday parties can be lit.
I like cake.
All right. There you go. That's diving into the DMs.